It was a lot of fun in that office.
Dick, you used to tell the temperature in puce.
I can't hear you too well, Bob.
You used to tell the temperature in Puce, Ontario.
Oh, Puce, yeah. I'd forgotten all about that myself. Well, I'd come to Chum from CKLW in Windsor. And in the last 4 years we lived in Windsor, we lived in the area out on Lake St. Clair, which is called Puce, which is French, I guess, for flea. It just is a funny name, you know. And I just started doing it as a gag, and it kind of caught on. So, and I used to get the Windsor. It was legitimate. I'd get the temperature off the wire for Windsor that morning, and I'd give it. You know, that kind of gimmick doesn't happen in radio today. It was kind of silly thing you did back then that was a lot of fun.
I guess it's because the guys who did the silly things are running it now. We kind of know better. Dick, thank you for being with us.
I enjoyed every second of it, Bob, and all the best with the new venture.
Thanks,
thank
Dick.
You, Dick. You
all
take,
the best.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
CHUM 1050, Toronto.
This is Ian Thomas here with a Chum story. I used to love the difference between Chum AM and Chum FM. Chum FM, of course, my name was, well, that was Ian Thomas. But when I went upstairs, somehow a D appeared on the end of my name. That was painted, ladies, by Ian Thomas. Somehow, that adenoidal D would chunk right up the back end of my name. Downstairs on FM, I was Ed. But upstairs, it was Ed with a D. It's just a little Chum AM versus FM anecdote.
Thank you.
unless you please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our fathers. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to the candidates' debate. Laugh about it, shout about it when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe and Joe has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Simon and Garfunkel and Mrs. Robinson. It's 11:15 on the final hours of 10:50 Chum. And again, want to thank the special events team at M&M Meat Shops for coming out today and helping us celebrate the final hours of 10:50 Chum and the launch of the team, which happens at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And they're going to be cooking some stuff out on the back parking lot today.
It's just a great atmosphere in here today, Bob. I just want to say that. The energy, the people, the two crews with the oldies crew and the team crew getting along real well, and everybody in a great upbeat party mood.
Well, and one of the great partiers of all time is going to be on the air in just a couple of minutes.
No, did we get him?
We got him.
Did we pay big bucks?
We paid big bucks and in Canadian.
Oh, well.
So hang in to find out who that is.
Heading to the U.S.? Before you leave Canada, visit the Queenston Lewiston duty-free shop and take advantage of the huge savings on all world brand name merchandise, tax and duty-free. So on your next trip, take the quickest way to the USA. Take the QEW over the St. Catharines Skyway. Follow the exit signs marked Highway 405 Queenston Bridge to USA. Stop at the Queenston Lewiston duty-free shop, then connect directly to Interstate 190. Remember, the best things in life are duty-free.
The Canadian Business Summer.
Just to shake things up a bit, we have two financial.
Please place the syrup on the market funds. Now, new live streaming market bids. Now, today's market minute.
And now, looking at NASDAQ. And now, the Brandon. And now, at Holmes. We'll be right back.
Ignore the market. Buy excellent companies. Hold and prosper. Ask your financial advisor about the AIC philosophy. Why get pulled into
Business Summer
when you can simply prosper from it? AIC.
My husband and I approach summer differently.
I like sitting out on the back deck.
And I like to relax indoors with the air conditioning.
But we both found just what we wanted at IKEA's Spring into Summer event.
They had everything to cozy up our home, indoors and out.
You want to see cozy? Come here.
Does my hubby need a smooch?
Visit IKEA's Spring into Summer event and refresh your home inside and out. For a preview, visit IKEA.ca. IKEA. Live better.
Visit IKEA, located in Toronto at the 401 in Leslie, or in Burlington at the QEW in Plains Road East.
Officer Johnson, checking the area.
If you think you can't afford the security of ADT, consider this.
Engine 2, no sign of smoke.
For less than $1 a day, your family can be protected by the world's leader in home security, ADT. Call before May 31st and save $100 on an ADT home security system. Call 1-888-748-0236 now for further details. It's one of the most important calls you'll make.
Area secure.
ADT, the peace of mind company.
119 years ago, Grand & Toy opened their first store. Let's look back and see what that was like.
That, my friend, is called a digital phone. Go ahead, say it.
Digital phone.
Very good. Now let's put the guns down.
And today, Grand & Toy is celebrating its 119th anniversary with great savings like a Casio 32K electronic organizer for $13.99 and Maxell CDRs at $1.29 each.
You won't dance?
Please, don't do that.
Don't miss the Grand & Toy anniversary event.
Never know how much I love you.
Got Suzuki fever? Get the power of a V6 engine, drive select 4x4, and anti-lock brakes in the rough-and-ready 2001 Grand Vitara. Right now, lease a Grand Vitara from $279 a month, or get purchase financing from 1.9%. The Suzuki Spring Fever Sale, happening now. See local paper for details.
You give me fever.
Now, this reality TV thing is an interesting concept. Put a bunch of people on a desert island, dangle $1 million in front of them, have them eat rats and worms, secretly vote each other off the island, and occasionally have a single piece of pizza flown in by helicopter. Question, when does reality kick in? Now, if you want work in reality, flip through Auto Trader. If you're looking to buy a vehicle, this is where the sellers are. Every ad comes with a photo, plus there's an autotrader.ca website, and they'll even email you when the vehicle of your dreams comes in. Now, we can't promise you $1 million or a slice of pizza delivered by aviation. But we can say that if you're looking to buy a used vehicle, Auto Trader offers you the biggest selection in Ontario. And that is reality. So either pick up an Auto Trader magazine at your local convenience store or go online at autotrader.ca. When you're looking to buy a vehicle, go to where more people are selling them. In Auto Trader.
Bob Wayne, Doug Coleman. CHUM 1050 Toronto.
It's 11:21 on 1050 CHUM. This is Bob Lane and Duff Roman, and you're listening to 1050 CHUM, the final hours.
Ooh, now, second hour now.
Now, that's right, second hour, and we've got one of the heavyweights of Canadian music with us, and I don't mean that you put on weight or anything.
Come on,
I'm looking at these old pictures.
About the big expense. I met Bobby.
You should tell everybody who this is. Bobby Curtola is here.
Bobby Curtola. You guys, listen. Thank you.
No, we got to be thanking you because, I mean, when we were on the air, you were a Canadian star. Now, you still are. I don't want to take anything away.
We had some
fun. But you were the guy.
But you guys made, I mean, the thing is, Duff and I were talking in the hallway last week, you know. In those days, you guys called your own show. You picked the records. You decided who you wanted to play. And, like, most of us were introduced to your fans with our records. I mean, the DJs were as big as any record star I know. The only difference was, as I always said, was that we were the common denominator across the country.
That's
Bobby,
right.
Can I
but
say,
the dances were wild.
You look marvelous. And by the way, you still do the gab pretty good. Those are very nice remarks. Thanks, Bob.
And listen, I mean it from my heart. And I think there's mixed emotions out there. I'm a little sentimental today, but I you know what? It's very joyous in a different kind of way because reliving the memory and the history, and I think it's very special. I think all of us are remembering and realizing how important CHUM is a part of our lives.
But Bob, I know Bob Lane's got some questions for you, but I just want everyone to know that when Bobby Curtola was making his records, there was no Canadian content, there was no funding, there was no special support. That was he did all of his stuff on his own merit and talent. He is he was an honest to goodness Canadian superstar, a great fan club.
Yeah.
They never lost a battle of the bands because that fan club was out there.
God love them,
boy, Bobby.
But, you know, I was lucky. I was at the right place at the right time, and showed up with the rest of the right guys. And it, you know, just, you know, you realize it humbles you after a while, you know, the difference. Roy Orbison and I had a nice chat one day, and the difference is they hit records. I mean, how many guys sing better, you know? But sometimes they're missing the manager or the right opportunity. And you know, careers change. And Duff, you know that with David Clayton Thomas. If you didn't help him when he needed the help, I mean, when he went to America, he was ready.
He was ready.
But there was a lot of people there. I mean, it's the other people in your life that make the difference. And if you knew what you were doing, you would have done it a lot earlier. But, it, you know, it's luck. And after, you can look back and say, okay, but it's luck. It's all of the right things at the right time.
Bobby, you were in Las Vegas for years and years and still go to Las Vegas. Did you ever meet Howard Hughes?
Well, it's a long story, but it's, you know, it's really interesting because I was at the Desert Inn all those years.
Yeah, you worked for his clubs, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. And actually... that was my break when he bought all those hotels because all of the big nightclub stars were signed up to the other hotels, and he was looking elsewhere, and I was opening for Satchmo at the time, and I got a little plug, and I got the deal. I ended up down there for over 20 years.
What a thrill that would have been.
Yeah.
Now, you brought some pictures with you.
Oh,
and,
God.
And yeah, you were a little bit thinner.
It's my old body.
Yeah, a little bit thinner. But I have an old body, too, and I don't know where it went. But with Dave Johnson. But the picture that just floods back memories is the one of the Chum Trailer inside the Princess Gate at the CNE. You were one of our stalwarts.
Oh, listen, that was the big event. Every summer, CNE time, the Chum Trailer was everybody hung out. That's where we all ended up.
Yeah.
It was wild. I mean, the crowds were incredible.
And we had a marvelous time.
And everything was alive.
You were kind of part of this radio station in those 60s years.
It was great to be a part of what was going on, you know. For me, it was just a little different perspective. But, you know, what a thrill coming from a small town, Port Arthur, Fort William, Thunder Bay, Ontario, and you know, actually having a chance to live your dream. I mean, it was incredible. I still pinch myself. I can't believe it happened. And I'm so thrilled that... Who thought in 2001, here we are.
Absolutely. And here we are.
And still singing, Fortune Teller.
You know, I got to tell you, Duff and I argued over which of your songs we were going to play, and I won, because my very favorite Bobby Curtola tune is this one, Three Rows Over, and I can't say the rest of it because this is daytime radio.
And two seats down. Well, you, ladies and gentlemen, you should know that a long time ago, in an interview with Bob Lane, he changed the title of the song, and
only
I can't
slightly.
Say it on the air.
No. He's a very esteemed senior executive.
That's right. That's right. Now, if this was 3 a.m, we could say Three Rows Over and...
And I fell off. Live radio back then, I fell off the stool. I couldn't believe it.
Bobby, it was a pleasure having you here.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Here's Three Rows Over.
We love you, chum.
Great, Bobby.
There's a girl in the school that I adore. She's a cute little girl, 5'4". She's got a personality, the talk of the town. She sits three rows over and two seats down. I've got competition, it seems galore, but I'm the guy she's waiting for. I go through life with just one bound, that girl three rows over and two seats down.
Two seats down.
I just can't seem to concentrate. I can't buckle down. I never get my schoolwork done, my head's always turned around. I catch the teacher's angry looks when my head's not buried in my books. She knows my thoughts are all around, that girl three rows over and two seats down. I just can't seem to concentrate. I can't buckle down. I never get my schoolwork done. My head's always turned around. I can't find the time to think. I keep waiting for that friendly wink, the one I want. I finally found she sits three rows over and two seats down.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas, probably best known as one of the infamous McKenzie brothers. I've done a lot for Canadian identity myself. With a special, sad farewell to Chum Radio, which I listened to when I was a kid. In fact, I have the Chum charts here with me. And I have one particular chart I'm looking at here with four DJs on it. Brian Skinner, Bob McAdory, Jungle J. Nelson, and Dave Johnson. And this is a chart from February 17th, 1964. So I was listening to Chum Radio from probably the early 60s right through to the early 70s when I had to stop listening to radio and get a job. And I have a lot of fond memories of Chum. Here's the number one hit that week of February 17th, 1964. I Want to Hold Your Hand, and I Saw Her Standing There, The Beatles. Number two song, She Loves You, The Beatles. And then here's one you probably forgot. Number three song, Surfin' Bird by The Trash Men. Anyway, I'll be sad to see Chum go, but I have fond memories of the old rock and roll station. Chum Radio, 1050. And my partner, Rick Moranis, was a DJ at Chum, so I got a lot of memories of Chum.
Here's another pop of the past on Chum. We're sure you'll remember. Now back in time we go.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Sherry. It's 11:32 on 1050 Chum. I'm Bob Lane, and you are.
And this is Duff Roman, and you're listening to 1050 Chum. The Final Hours.
I want to say one thing before we go into a commercial break here, because there are still guys who wanted to be on our show.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why, but they did. Mm-hmm. That was my song. That's my CNE song, Sherry by the Four Seasons. I heard it when I was going to work one afternoon. We were doing shifts off the back of that trailer, signing autographs, smiling. That's another whole story for later on. And that was the first song I heard. And then we heard it because we were playing the thing about every 90 minutes. And it just kind of became, every time I heard it, I remember just walking through the Prince's Gate and the Chum trailer. So that's my song. So thanks for allowing me to play.
I'm misting up.
My song. Wait till I get you between 2 and 3. Commercials, let's do some.
Here's something that will make you stand up and take notice. Or simply bowl you over. CIBC has introduced a savings account that actually pays high interest.
Whoa.
We'll take that as a bowl you over. The new CIBC Premium Growth Account is a full-service savings account that offers tiered daily interest, starting with your very first dollar. And the more you save, the higher the rate. High interest with the CIBC Premium Growth Account.
Wow.
Physical reactions may vary. Visit your CIBC branch today.
Azuzu presents I Didn't Know That. Want to play?
I've never played before.
Well, did you know Isuzu's roots go back to Japan's first truck?
I didn't know that.
And Isuzu powered Japan's first North Pole expedition.
I didn't know that.
And right now you can get an Isuzu Rodeo just 1.9% finance.
I didn't know that.
Hey, you're good.
Thanks.
I thought you'd never played before.
It's a gift.
With 1.9% financing, there's never been a better time to get an Isuzu Rodeo or Trooper. For details, visit your nearest Saturn Isuzu retailer or go to IsuzuCanada.com.
Great gifts from the Air Miles program? Ask Andrea.
My name is Andrea. I'm from Scarborough, and I'm the Air Miles Queen.
Andrea has good reason to call herself the Air Miles Queen.
Between the liquor store, grocery shopping, big ticket items, it doesn't take long at all. Like, we spent 1,600 points at Christmas time last year, and again, we're back up to another 2,000 right now.
Andrea's found the reward miles add up fast, and the rewards, well, they add up fast too.
I have so many nieces and nephews, and at Christmas time, it's always a big fiasco. So we started redeeming some of our air miles this year. Everybody got a Roots voucher.
Well, that took care of Christmas, but what is Queen Andrea going to redeem for this summer?
Camping gear is very expensive, but we want to start getting some stuff, and they had a tent in there, and they had the Coleman stove, and all kinds of stuff, so it's great.
Collect Air Miles reward miles at over 40 sponsors. Use your Bank of Montreal MasterCard at Chatelaine, Columbia House Music Club, and Goodyear. For a complete listing, visit airmiles.ca.
Air Miles, your express line to fun.
Presenting the sounds of nature. The northern cardinal. The white-throated sparrow. The Toronto yard waste collection truck. Just a reminder, use biodegradable craft paper bags for leaves, twigs, and yard waste, not plastic. It's the natural thing to do. They're in stores now. Call the Toronto Waste and Water Information Line, 416-392-4546.
A lot of people use the phrase, "it's just like riding a bike," incorrectly. For example,
"Hey, sweetie, what are you doing?"
"A cartwheel. Do you know how to do one?"
"Oh, sure, honey. It's just like riding a bike. All you do is turn, then,
Why doesn't my back go pop like that, Daddy?"
Join us on June 3rd in the Basel Ride for Heart and help raise $1.6 million for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Registering is as easy as riding a bike. Call 416-486-RIDE.
Dreams come true faster than you think with the Air Miles program. Terry is a perfect example.
I get newsletters, I get updates, and I get all these coupons. My husband has his own card, and I certainly take advantage of any opportunities. I don't find it hard at all.
The reward miles come easier than some of Terry's other hobbies.
I take French lessons, I take ballroom dancing with my husband, and then another night of the week I take belly dancing.
Terry's life moves as fast as her reward miles, so she's planning something a little special.
I'm a very romantic person. To go to Paris would be just the culmination of a lifetime dream for me. Hopefully it would be a nice spring evening, and we'd find a nice romantic sidewalk cafe and have some wine and a beautiful meal, and maybe we'd have some dancing as well. That would be wonderful.
Collect Air Miles reward miles at over 40 sponsors. Use your American Express Air Miles credit card at Extra Mile Flowers, the Toronto Star Classifieds, and the Shoe Company. For a complete listing, visit airmiles.ca.
Air Miles, your express line to fun.
You're listening to the Final Hours of 1050 Chum with Bob Lane and Duff Roman. It's 11:37 at 3 o'clock this afternoon. 1050 Chum becomes the Team 1050.
It does.
And that's going to be pretty exciting, too. A little emotional, I think, Duff, when we get counting down. Speaking of emotions,
yeah.
Got a guy on the telephone mm-hmm. who's one of the funniest people I ever knew, mm-hmm. and his name is Gary Ferrier. Gary, are you there?
I think so.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
It wouldn't be radio without a little bit of technical uncertainty, Gary. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
It's great. Good
I've
to have you.
I've got a bad system here. You know, it's a fax machine, and it's also an answering machine, and it's also a dishwasher combination. So that's why my fidelity doesn't sound very good.
But you sound terrific.
Well, good.
Yes. Tell us about Larry and Gary, you and Solway.
Oh, that evolved just out of the two of us sitting in the coffee department, a smoke-filled coffee department, by the way, in those days, and tossing around ideas. A lot of them came from Larry. He was a very inventive character. And I was always bowled over with the number of voices he could do. You know, he was always a great actor. And he could do voices that I couldn't do. I could do a couple, but he did many of them. He did dialects and things like that. So we would amuse each other because there wasn't much else to do other than writing a spot for Honest Ed's. And I was encouraged by him to write funny spots. And I loved that. You know, I didn't know I could do it, but I could do it. And learned to do it the hard way by just sitting there and spewing it out.
Now, in 1968, you moved from that to the program director of Chum FM when it went rock.
Yeah.
And then from there, you went to write the Johnny Cash Show.
Yeah, I left in 1970 for that. I got an offer to do it. It wasn't much money, but I thought it's time I got into something else. I missed Chum. You know, I had a great time. One of the greatest times of my life was working at the old Sonic Tonic. But I decided I was getting to an age where I thought I better move on. And I ended up... I was the program director at Chum FM, that's right. But there were other people with me. You know, it was like a committee. And yep. I ended up in Nashville, Tennessee, with Stan Jacobson, who had offered me the job. Writing on the Johnny Cash Show. And by then I had a partner, a writing partner who I'd met up here. And we had done some CBC things, so we had a little bit of heat going for us. Not that much, a little bit of warmth. And we were stuck in an office with a bunch of country music star legends. One of them was Merle Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And another guy called Red Lane. They didn't know how to write a television show. They knew how to write great songs. But Stan said, well, you know, I'm going to depend on you guys to come up with the television script, which we did.
Gary...
Aubrey Tadman, that was my partner at the time.
Oh, yeah, he was a musician as well, wasn't he?
Yes, he was a drummer.
Yeah.
And a singer.
What were some of the your haunts south of the border there, Gary? Could you give us a quick little? I know you you said the Johnny Cash Show, but any great adventures south of the border?
Oh yeah, had a lot of them. Had a lot of fun there. Had a lot of good shows. Welcome Back, Cotter was probably the top show we worked on for a while, and we only did a season of that. But it's amazing what that did. It got us more work because you become visible suddenly. And before that, we'd been doing the Dick Van Dyke show called Van Dyke and Company. And, of course, the show that actually brought us down there, I must say, I always remembered Marty Croft and Sid Croft, his brother. They gave us a job writing 10 shows of the Donnie and Marie.
The Osmonds.
Actually, not even 10, 6. And that's the story of my life, because when I was hired to come to Chum, I was hired just as a part-time summer replacement for about $50 a week, which was $10 a week more than I was making in Oakville.
Well, Gary, the best thing that ever happened to me was when you went down to write Johnny Cash, because I replaced you as the manager of Chum FM. And
yes,
then,
I know you did.
And the rest is kind of history, you know. I mean, I've done very well and love this place, and we are so thankful that you took a couple of minutes out to be with us.
Gary, good to hear from you. It's been a long time. I remember doing two voice commercials with you, Gary, and that was always a pleasure.
Ah, thank you.
Gary Ferrier, one half of Larry and Gary. You'll remember that in the old days of 1050 Chum.
Go, go! C-H-U-M! 550 Toronto. Charge!
From Air Force. My first memory of Chum is coming to Toronto from Montreal, and Chum was just it. It was the station you had to listen to. It was Toronto. It was everything you always imagined that radio could be. It had all the best jocks, all the best music, all the best voices. You really felt when you were listening to Chum that you were here.
Leslie Gore. They used to call her the Princess of Rock and Roll, Bob. And I didn't know this at the time that we were actually spinning her records, It's My Party, but her producer was Quincy Jones.
And her father was a very rich bathing suit manufacturer. I don't know what company.
Yes.
So she could cry because it was her party, but she wasn't crying because of her bank account. I'll tell you that. You know, there's a lot of people that have made Chum famous, and a lot of people who have worked very hard in the last month and a half. You've been listening to the old tapes of Duff and me and Beliska and Sprague and McAdory and all kinds of folks. And we want to thank the collectors who helped with finding some lost programs, because I will tell you, I was on the air for 12 and a half years. And all we have of those 12 and a half years on tape is one hour. And I know, Duff, it's about the same with you.
Same thing. In fact, I first knew there was an even air check of me on the Internet, of all things.
Yeah. Yep. So Charlie Wittenberg, Cal Radosia, Dale Patterson, Ron Hall, thank you, guys, because without you, a lot of what we've been listening to for the last few weeks wouldn't have happened. This is Bob Lane and Duff Roman, and you're listening to 1050 Chum, the final hours.
Walk my dog treats, shower, shave, get a bowl of plates. Pick up a ticket, play a daily lotto. Sip a cup of coffee, save my daily motto. Yeah, each and every day I have myself a ball. With a pick three, daily keno, and win or take all. Oh, yeah.
Play the daily lotteries. Pick three, daily keno, and winner take all.
It's a daily constitution.
Hey, John.
Hey, Pepe.
Nice yard sale. Thought you'd never part with that Elvis bus.
Oh, it's a sad day. But I started getting massage therapy. Oh, it's really adding up.
Don't have a health and dental plan? FlexCare from Liberty Health covers things that OHIP doesn't. For your free personalized recommendation and to find out how to earn up to 95 Air Miles reward miles, call 1-800-COVER-ME or visit covermeme.com.
Can you imagine life without the king?
No.
FlexCare from Liberty Health. One-of-a-kind coverage for the one-of-a-kind you.
Hey, it's Phil, your favorite Ford quality care technician. In the spirit of my previous ads, I've decided to entertain my fans with this great magic trick I know. I take a hat, concentrate. Voila! A rabbit! Oh, you can't see it, can you? Anyway, about our around-the-wheel deal. We have special offers on tires and brakes, which is why they call it the around-the-wheel deal. See participating dealers for details. Thanks for listening, and see you at your Ford Quality Care dealer.
Earnings news and hopes that interest...
As the market took a downturn, trading curves were...
We have a new report leading tax experts say that...
Ask your financial advisor about AIC. Ignore the market and leave this to those who like to take chances. AIC. Buy, hold, and prosper.
At M&M Meat Shops, we've noticed that the big new trend in parties this summer is the Survivor's Barbecue. It seems people are grilling our succulent chicken breasts and other barbecue delights, and then pretending they're on some faraway desert island where they have to survive untold hardships.
Darn, I just spilled Chablis on my tasseled loafers.
I think these people must be from Toronto. Till next time, I'm Patty from M&M Meat Shops, where you'll find hundreds of barbecue ideas, one aisle.
Billy Koch.
Hey, Art. How you doing?
Good. Say, have you ever been to the Blue Jays website, Billy?
Yeah, you bet. All the time.
Says Billy Koch, born Rockville Center, New York, age 26.
Yep, that's me.
Went to Clemson, played on the 1996 U.S. Olympic team.
Yeah, it's all there.
Ever notice anything missing from your bio?
No, not really.
See, Billy, on Fletcher's page, it says he likes to play guitar. Sack Man says he raises trotters in the off-season. Under Billy Koch, hobbies, special interests, nothing.
Well, they did ask me.
And what'd you say?
Pitching.
See, Billy, everyone knows you're a pitcher. The fans want to know a little bit about the guy behind the pitcher.
The guy behind the pitcher is the second baseman.
Billy Koch, hobby stand-up comedian.
You folks have been a great audience. Thank you.
May 8th to 10th, it's Oakland. There's Timbermark Tuesday. Maybe win a cottage. Wednesday, first 20,000, get a Toronto Sun Blue Jays commemorative coin. Then Panasonic Power Thursday. For tickets, go to BlueJays.com, the Jays Gate 9 box office, or call 416-341-1234. More great moments in baseball.
What should you expect when it comes to choosing your new home? Expect more. With H&R, expect to choose from 11 fine communities, each one a welcoming place for your family. Expect to enjoy all the best amenities of a genuine family community. Expect more choices when it comes to quality home designs, superb features and finishes. Expect more of everything, all easily within your reach. Discover how H&R can live up to your expectations at H&R-newhomes.com. H&R, expect more.
You've got Duff Roman and Bob Lane, the final hours of 1050 Chum. And on the phone now is probably the guy who made his mark and made this radio station what it is from his home in Niagara, Bob McAdory. Mac, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good to talk to you guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Bob. Great to talk to you as well. Yeah, right. So, Bob, any favorite little memory of those great years at Chum?
Well, there's so many of them, as you know, Duff. Where do you begin? Did I ever tell you my John Wayne Chubbuck story?
No. Tell it. I know it. Tell it.
Tell it.
Okay. I was there 1 week. I was a kid, 23, 24. They sent my first job, they sent me out to interview John Wayne, huh? John Wayne, hello. And we never played the interviews on the air, but we would interview stars, and at the end, we'd ask them to say, "Hi, I'm Connie Francis. I'm a chum bug. Are you?" Because, of course, we had the Chum Bug Club, little cards, contests, and prizes. So I asked John Wayne, I said, "I have one more favor for you. Could you say, 'Hi, I'm John Wayne. I'm a chum bug. Are you?'" So he said, "Hi, this is John Wayne. I'm a chum bug. Are you?" I said, "Could you do that once more, Mr. Wayne?" It came out this way. I told him, and he laughed, and he did it again. I thought, well, my God, if I can direct John Wayne in my first week, I think I'll survive a chum.
Tell the story, which is a wonderful story, about John Sprague had a feature called Something to Think About, which was kind of an in-depth psychological tearjerker piece. And you filled in for John one day and did Something to Think About.
Oh, yeah. John was listening in his car radio, and he drove into a pole. Thank God John has a great sense of humor, because the strings came up, the beautiful melody, and I came in and said, "And now, Something to Think About. Gina Lola Brigida, Bare Naked." And that was all. Music came up.
Those were the good old days, huh, Bob?
They sure were.
So, Bob, tell us, in a scale of whatever, and were these some of the best years of your life?
They were unquestionably the best years before or since could compare to Chum. It was a three-ring circus. It was family. You know, we worked radio then, was 6 days a week, quite often seven if you did remotes. And so that I knew that.